Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God made you out of dust and dirt. Oh, it's easy to see and to know it after a body, one like ours, dies and decays. Though you can get the general idea with a dead raccoon that is sat on the side of the road for just a little too long, the fact remains that all of our complex DNA cell structure, the intricacies and the wonders of your immune system and brain activity, is a miraculous transformation of dirt. God created and then God altered the properties of clay and mud to become soft tissue and hard bones. You are, in a most literal way, a clay figure that moves and thinks and feels. This clay structure, all of us from the Adam who was made from that pile of Eden soil, remains human flesh as long as God preserves it. Without blood, without the life in the blood sustaining each cell, the body quickly returns to that dirt. That's why a dead body left to itself, left to what nature does on its own, deteriorates even more quickly after it dies. Within hours, rigor mortis sets in, and what was soft skin and organ tissue hardens, decays, and rots. What God brought out of the earth and gave his breath of life into returns to the earth. But today you hear the prophet Joel. With fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, that's how we'd all assemble here. If we actually thought God was speaking those words to us, we'd look and we'd act differently, not just for effect. We'd see it in each other's faces if we had even the courage to look up, that is. This day would be a day of humiliation and prayer. This day would be a day of fasting and weeping because we are made out of dust and dirt, and dust and dirt is our future. If you only knew the cost of your sin, the death, and the stink that is on us, we are only worthy to weep and fast and mourn every day, for we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. You are dirt that does dirt, for you sin. You sin in thought, you sin in word, and you sin in deed. It means from dirt you came, and to dirt you shall go. Not even a casket will hold it back. But God comes to our rescue. He will not be fair to you or give you the punishment that you've earned. No, he is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Thus says Joel. And it sounds like Joel is reciting his Israelite catechism. God is all of that. For all of this dirt, my dirt. For with a loud and urgent voice, God says, all this death and decay are not from me. God never brought Adam out of the mud just to kill him. And we may be clay figures, but we are not God's toys and game pieces. We are his dear creations. Our value is not found in the soil from which we came. Our value is found in our Father in heaven. Our value is found with his treasures in heaven. Heaven, a place where people go, where you go, a place where people are with God. But your decaying and sinful body couldn't last one second in heaven or with God. So God performed a miracle even greater than the creation of man from that dust and dirt. God put his eternal Son into the same body, the human body that you have, and he put him there forever. Look and see God's beloved Son, God of God, down in, with, and under the dirt. Holy incarnation, miraculous condensation. For then, the Holy Father poured your sin over Jesus' body. He beat and ripped and tore, judged, condemned, and killed Jesus in that body. On the third day, he raised Jesus up from the earth. On Easter, the true Adam, the true man, rises up out of the ground once and for all. It is Jesus with real human flesh and blood like yours. Only his flesh is immortal, never to become dirt again. And his blood is life-giving forever, never to allow decay again. Christ has overcome your dirt and death by taking on the dirt that you are made of and the dirt that you have done. In his holy death, he makes you clean, washed in blood. Not even death will hold you, for I believe in the resurrection of the body. The blood that is circling right now in you will keep you alive for some time longer, but not forever. Your blood cannot keep your flesh from decaying, but Jesus' blood can and does preserve your skin and bones and body and soul forever. It is readying you even now to live forever. You need his body and his blood in you and on you and all over you. In him, the dead are being raised. You have eternal life. You are immortal in Christ. Without him, you must return to the earth where worms live and make a feast. And without him, on the last day, the real final judgment, your body will be raised, but for condemnation, for a place in hell where worms never die. Who can endure the coming of this day without Jesus? In other words, without Jesus, you have nothing and you are nothing. But with Jesus, by Jesus, you are worth everything and you have everything already. So come. Call the congregation to the church. Fill the pews. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, even nursing infants. All are gathered here for God's holy purpose. And in this great service of prayer and supplication, every guilty one, come. Everyone with no excuses left, arise. Blow the trumpet. Consecrate a fast. God calls a solemn assembly. Everyone, come. Even the bridegroom with his bride on their wedding night aren't exempt from this repentance. So it is for all of us, babies, newlyweds, and you. For you are worth heaven itself. Even more, you are worth the very life of God himself, for he has died on a cross in your place to bring you here. You are holy. You are immortal. You are royalty. You are not dirt and ash. You are wound into the very body of Christ by the flesh and blood of God himself, baptized into his living and dying and rising, fed at this altar's cup and plate by the God who rescues by his Son. So direct the priests, the ministers of the Lord, to go between the vestibule and the altar, to the very door into the holy place of God's temple, with all the people assembled in the great court, crying out, "Spare your people, O Lord." And so he does. He spares you, saves you even now. It is a great reversal of fortunes. You brought only sin, dirt, and death. And God gives you forgiveness, salvation, even everlasting life in his very body and blood. Your ashes, your weeping, your mourning are but for a little longer. But the treasure is and will ever be only Christ forever. Amen. You are the body of Christ, each one of you, part of it. Amen. We worship our God with our tithes and our offerings.